The next patient is Livia Rosado. The last name is R-O-S-A-D-O. First name, L-I, V like and Victor, I-A. This is a clinical case of a 61-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of hyperlipidemia and a fatty liver. This patient has decided to change the diet and the approach in terms of nutrition and has been more strict following the medication, has lost weight, has decreased the administration of sodium and there is evidence that the patient has controlled the hypertriglyceridemia that was present before, the hypercholesterolemia, and most importantly, in the latest and recent abdominal ultrasound, there is no presence of fatty liver, period. Number two, arterial hypertension that has been with excellent control ever since the patient was placed on hydrochlorothiazide. Today's blood pressure is 100 over 70. The patient says that she feels extremely weak, doesn't have the same energy that used to have, and has been taking this medication. We are going to suggest a holiday medication for hydrochlorothiazide for 2 days during the week and monitor the blood pressure. Following number, the patient had a history of nephrolithiasis. The patient continues to take the potassium citrate, the hydrochlorothiazide, and allopurinol PO. And in the recent abdominal ultrasound, there is no evidence of kidney stones, echogenicity, period. Following number, the patient has evidence of vitamin 12 deficiency on supplementation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that has improved significantly ever since she's changed diet. Following number, hypercalciuria that is going to be evaluated prior to the next appointment. Period. In summary, this patient has change the diet, having the tendency to have a plant-based diet more than any other thing, has eliminated the dairy products, and the drastic change has paid off when we see the blood sugar, blood pressure control, hyperlipidemia control, gastroesophageal reflux control, nephrolithiasis controlled, as well as the fatty liver, period. The patient is encouraged to continue with the same approach. We reevaluate the case in 1 year. Paragraph I spend 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the imaging. Personally, in the discussion with the patient, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.